All right, we're live and on air on this Republic Broadcasting Network, January 30th, 2022 edition of Liberation Station Radio Show. I'm Chris Steiner, your host, and we are also live Tuesdays 8 to 10 p.m. on the broadcast edition of the show on six Florida stations that you can find over at the site, theliberationstation.com, where I'm looking in the chat room on the listen/archives page on the Zoom meeting, which you can join by going to the homepage under shows and this January 30th, 2022 edition. Just click on the link for the Zoom meeting. And the Facebook live feed should be going any second now. that's probably going to be a little bit late. Getting the Facebook live going this morning, but we'll start out here by just talking about the trucker strike in Canada and we don't know what exactly is going on with Justin Trudeau. Is he in hiding? That's what we're reading, that the military has rushed him into hiding. And later on, we'll get into some very important highlights, news and information I haven't heard before that were covered last Monday, January 24th, 2022, at the Senator Ron Johnson conference that he held live nearly 5 hours. It's called COVID-19, A Second Opinion. This historic conference is really a live documentary featuring an abundance of recent encroachments on the sacred doctor-patient relationship, and it should be heard at least twice, and folks be familiarized with the references that are given throughout that, and take notes until it becomes common knowledge for you, and then you can tell others about it, call talk shows and speak to others about it confidently, give them the references. We should all be, I think, keeping notes throughout this COVID crazy period, the history that's being made, and hopefully change the course of history by just reporting on the underreported news, the underreported history in the making, like this and the other conference that Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin held about 3 months ago of the victims of the COVID shots. Now, let's start first, though, with this article from NewsPunch, newspunch.com. Military rushes Justin Trudeau to, quote, undisclosed location, end quote, as historic uprising sweeps Canada, by Sean Adel-Tabatabai, January 30th, 2022. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau was rushed to an undisclosed location on Saturday amid historic numbers of people rising up against his fascist regime in Canada. Thousands of ordinary Canadian residents converged on Parliament Hill in Ottawa over the weekend, which was their goal, by the way, in protest against Trudeau implanting big pharma medical tyranny and stripping the rights of livelihoods of law-abiding citizens. This has to do with him mandating COVID shots for incoming truckers, or quarantine and constant testing for 2 weeks of those who test positive. It's also limiting those who've come in, those truckers who want to come in from the U.S. to those who've gotten their shots and are getting tested or showing negative, hopefully. And if not, then they are prohibited from coming in. So a lot of Canadians are concerned about their supply chain. And as the CBC, Canadian Broadcasting Channel, I believe that's it, cbc.ca, is reporting their article, thousands opposed to COVID-19 rules should converge on Parliament Hill, by John Paul Tasker, January 29th, just yesterday. Trudeau and his family have been moved from residence over security concerns. A convoy, now I'm just picking up with this article and interjecting this article into the last one, which is from NewsPunch. This one's from CBC. A convoy of thousands of truckers and other protesters converged on Parliament Hill Saturday to call for an end to COVID-19 vaccine mandates and other public health restrictions, a raucous demonstration that has police on high alert for possible violence, even as organizers urge the crowd to be peaceful. Hundreds of protesters on foot flooded the parliamentary precinct on Saturday in the midst of an extreme cold warning, joining a lineup of truckers that started to arrive on the scene late Friday night. They were later joined by other drivers and demonstrators from all regions of the country that, in some cases, traveled thousands of kilometers to take their message to the streets outside of the Prime Minister's office in the downtown core. Police said as many as 10,000 people were expected to be on hand by day's end, but by Saturday evening, the force did not have an official estimate of the crowd size. And to interject, there, I would say, thousands of people filling the square. And you can see that photo at cbc.ca. Again, the article entitled "Thousands Opposed to COVID-19 Rules Converge on Parliament Hill" by John Paul Tasker last yesterday, January 29th, 2022, the end of last week. And picking up where I left off, police said as many as 10,000 people were expected to be on hand by day's end. Yes, I read that. And continuing on this next paragraph where I actually left off, the convoy has snarled traffic throughout the region, clogging arteries that lead in and out of the city center. Law enforcement urged everyone to avoid travel to the downtown as it deals with the surge of people. The Rideau Center, a major shopping center only steps from the main protest site, was closed early after it was overrun with maskless patrons defying provincial rules for indoor spaces. And there's a video of that huge protest. I won't continue to read this whole article here. Folks can go check it out. I'll pick up that with a News Punch article with some tweets, some interesting tweets from various commentators that are pretty insightful. From Quarantined Koof: I'm trying to imagine Justin Trudeau huddled in the back of a military vehicle under blankets, shaking every time he hears an 18-wheeler honk, sweat dripping off his face as he panic attacks, hoping no one notices the vehicles he's in as he flees across the American border. And it's also revealing Elon Musk is playing two sides of the issue, that's where he's saying that he's sticking up for the Canadian truckers, who he says are rising up against the quote-unquote New World Order, as Elon Musk puts up his Starlink network to turn the entire planet into the web of things, into the Internet of Things, putting everything on his global web and beaming 5G or whatever frequencies at low Earth orbit down at us. So I won't go into what he has to say, but he just sticking up for those who are bravely rising up against the New World Order. And so I think that with this is such a contrast that Elon Musk brings out, is that the high tech versus the low tech. He must seem to think that the high tech enslavement that he's imposing on us is going to be more accepted if he just sticks up for those of us who are in flyover country, those of us who are doing actual work, rather than those who are trying to harness that work and parasitize it, like Elon Musk, to help track, trace, and database all of us. And I think that this contrast brings about a call to hyper-localism, the best, most sustainable, most secure, highest quality solutions are in terms of local, agriculturally, energy, communications, politically. And this is where the rubber meets the road. And, these truckers having to bring things in, and I understand it's a cold climate in Canada, but it's not like an island nation or island environment, island society where everything is shipped in and most of the population is on welfare as a result, because they're not able to produce. So everything is shipped in at high tariffs and high imposts, high payoffs, of course, under the table. And, you know, folks, say, in Hawaii, where this is the situation, or Bahamas or other island countries where they can't produce too much, and they're incentivized to not produce much because they are more socialists on the wealth. It's a welfare state. And those who might disobey are seen as bucking the system, and they're jeopardizing the chance of, you know, whether these people on the dole and welfare are aware of it consciously or not. They are afraid of their standard of living being jeopardized by seeing someone who, say, is not wearing a mask. And then, you know, what might happen to them is what happened in Australia, where people have their unemployment docked or eliminated, and docked severely or eliminated if they don't abide by the regulations. You know, if they speak out online, if they gather in public, they don't wear their masks. And so, you know, these people who are on the dole are looking or scared that those kinds of restrictions might be imposed on them if too many others disobey. And that's why they like to keep them in line. But Canada, I'm drawing the contrast, is much different. They're hardworking. They can grow year-round nearly in greenhouses. I have a good friend who, Canadian friend, who's the hardest working person I know. And he works and lives in Florida, but he does so much homework at home for his job and in a very important infrastructure industry. He does so much homework to not just keep up with the industry, but to help out his job, you know, paying, doing unpaid work for them. And he's in such high demand that, you know, I really admire what he's says and he does. And, you know, I've learned a lot from him. And he says that he was able to grow year round, as were his neighbors, with a greenhouse and learn how to pickle and can. So he's a good example of, you know, how the standard Canadian model, or is someone who takes advantage of their socialist programs and social programs. They might be less insulted if you call them. They only use them when they're necessary. They know that they have to depend on each other and be as self-sufficient and resourceful as they can be. But, you know, being so dependent on the trucks and shipping most things in, and seeing that their standard of living is going to be jeopardized, and they're going out in numbers. They're showing their strength, that they can go out in numbers when they feel moved. They're the sleeping giant that America, I hope, will be turned into, be seeing their example. And then hopefully both our countries will become even more resourceful locally and grow more of our own, learn how to produce our own energy more locally, whether it's solar, I like, or thorium salt reactors, which are a safe type of nuclear reaction, in other ways. You know, HHO, Brown's gas, can increase your mileage while burning all the hydrocarbons completely in your fuel, increasing fuel efficiency at least 30%. Some kits or some models of some HHO some are actually hydrogen on demand. Some of them claim up to 300% improved mileage, or three times the improved mileage. And so we can strengthen our hand if we can't get off the petroleum OPEC treadmill. But, you know, if they want to raise our prices, if the prices are going to go up due to lack of refineries, we have these other solutions. And I I urge you to go check out the links page at theliberationstation.com. Towards the bottom are the free energy, clean energy, electrogravitics, novel technology section, links to that kind of technology, and it's all grouped in there. So if you want to look for HHO or Brown's gas, you can do more research on that. Now outfit your vehicle or buy a vehicle that are hydrogen on demand, or if you just ionize the water every 3 days and put it in a compartment if it's not under your hood, if it's not hydrogen on demand. We'll pick up after this break here on Liberation Station Radio Show. I'm Chris Steiner. Please stay tuned.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadreprecious metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure. Just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Military aid, and I never took charge of the life brigade. I got no cap.
And we're back here, Liberation Station Radio Show. I'm Chris Steiner, and if you'd like to call in, the number is 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252, and toll free 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And I was just commenting on how hopefully we will become more sufficient, more self-sufficient, more independent, and therefore have more time to get to know our neighbors in faraway lands and hopefully enjoy their unique contributions, especially in terms of agriculture, where only certain things will grow in certain spots of the world, and learn how to cultivate them and how to learn what the local folklore has to tell us about their benefits, and maybe learn some new benefits that'll benefit humanity worldwide. Like so many things are, so many remedies are found in rainforests where nobody has tread before, the less beaten path. And so, I think that, I guess I just have a great deal of trust that humanity will become more both inwardly and outwardly aware if our standards of living are improved and we're not forcibly dependent in a new mercantilist type system where they split up all the different responsibilities of the different countries into interdependence and making us forcing us to have just specialties in different sectors. Hopefully we'll become more generalists. That's what I really wanted to be when I was starting to get online with an old-fashioned primitive Texas Instruments computer back in 1984. And so fortunate to have done that with my parents' guidance, getting us on, especially my dad making most of the technological decisions, and with getting on services like CompuServe and The Source and bulletin board systems that allowed me to get the information that trickled down from the internet, which wasn't available publicly until 1991. And look at the text files that they had to offer. So, there's so much that I, over the years, see could have been avoided if folks would not just taken my advice, but taken good advice of a lot of people who have been warning over these many decades. And I know going way back to the John Birch Society, even earlier, they're, who are the real pioneers trying to warn us? They're trying to centralize us into give us centralized solutions, centralized control solutions, while making us more compartmentalized. And, just think if you take a few baby steps towards your own health, nutrition, detoxification, then we'll have, you'll notice great increases, a great return on investment for your efforts. And if you can't do everything all at once, you see so many things that somebody is offering, and try, for example, take calcium bentonite clay, at the very least for detoxification. And see my daily regimen blog over at theliberationstation.com under the blogs page for some nutritional ideas, supplements that I think are good to take, and others that are to be avoided because they're either not as good or they're harmful. Things that I found that have worked, and I'm not promoting because I've been paid. God knows I wish I've been, but this is a lot of information that folks might be overwhelmed with, and you decide what baby steps to take. Some folks look at it all and they say, I couldn't do all that. But I'll say, yes, you can. I'm doing a lot of it, most of it. I try to remember to take all my supplements. I don't always every day, but I know that I feel so much better, having so much more energy, more less sleep, more time to do things. If I, say, spend half hour to an hour exercising, and I sleep 2 or 3 hours less. A huge return on investment, short term and long term. We'll be right back after this break, so please stay tuned. My brain's too fried, so I give it no thought, no thought. Because the FDA said it's safe for me. The drug companies claim that it's made for me. And the government, they're gonna pay for me.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Is this the light at the end of the tunnel?
And we're back here on this Sunday, January 30th, 2022, Liberation Station. I'm Chris Steiner, and we'll pick up, I'll pick up where I left off here, and get ready to, play a clip in a moment here. Once I can get it over to the studio, for some reason, the emails are delayed, and, it's not just with this, between me and the studio, but for some reason, they've been delayed between me and other people, and you know, it takes almost 10 minutes sometimes to get them out for them to be received, which I would only expect maybe a 1 or 2 minute delay. So I'm wondering if I'm being hacked or something. I'm not sure. But studio, if you get that, Sam there, if in the studio, if you get that email, let me know as I'm copying over. Will do. All right, I'll read you. And I'll continue where I left off here about the Canadian trucker strike that they're riding over into Quebec. And, you know, I really admire, just summing up my commentary on it, I really admire what they're doing. I wish it hadn't come to this, though. I wish that people would have woken up a little bit sooner to be there to see this coming. And I really think that it wouldn't have, this vaccine push wouldn't have happened if certain folks who were more aware, were more skeptical over the last, well, say 20 years, like Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, over 21 years, and others who were pointing out the problems with all the previous vaccines, or true, maybe I'll call them true vaccines. I don't know what's a true vaccine anymore. If they cause more disease than they prevent, cause more of the infections than they prevent, than they're meant to prevent. And, you know, they really, these pioneers really rushed or caused the enemies to rush into action and to start violating our rights at an unprecedented pace. So maybe they did us a favor. And, you know, rather than turning up the heat slowly, they caused the heat to get turned up so much faster that their moves were so much more noticeable. Instead of being a slow kill weapon, a fast kill weapon is what they've come out with. And I'm going to play some clips from, as I teased at the beginning of the show, from Senator Ron Johnson's conference last Monday, January 24th, entitled COVID-19, A Second Opinion. You can get that over at his Rumble channel, where it was aired live as last Monday morning, January 24th, 9 a.m., nearly 5 hours. And some really interesting information that I found from that. I got your message there on Skype, and I'm getting ready to send over the clip if it doesn't come through here. Just thinking of a bunch of things to do at once, and I'm surprised I'm able to put my I've learned over the years to be able to put my thoughts together as I type. So you should get that in about a minute or so there, Sam, if you don't get it by email. And so as I was saying, that we're being rushed, and it's thanks to a lot of the pioneers and, you know, the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act of 1986 that caused the enemy to rush into place probably sooner than they would have wanted to, a lot sooner than they would have wanted to. But now, folks, I hope will turn to these pioneers and learn, as you might, if you checked out the Ron Johnson conference, that there are these doctors who, and scientists who are skeptical, expressing their skepticism of the whole vaccine program, which exploded. The CDC recommended schedule exploded after that 1986 Childhood Vaccine Injury Act. And we'll play a clip from Christine Parks, Dr. Christine Parks, Christina Parks, that is, pardon me, who really highlighted a lot of information that I haven't heard before. So as I'm getting that clip ready to send you right over Skype now, Sam, in just a few seconds, and let me know whenever those are ready as I get back into this article on NewsPunch. So you should have that in Skype now, Sam. And I'll send over everything through Skype from now on, rather than email. It's surprising technical issues that I have, like having to reset my router a half hour before the show and other little things that come up, connection issues that, you know, settings might have been changed on me, or a Zoom meeting back on January 9th show was deleted, I noticed, just as the show started, right after the January 2nd show with Dr. Peter McCullough, who's also in this Senator Ron Johnson conference, who really was kind of like the second MC for it. And he's really spoken as forcefully as I've ever heard him speak before there. After his interview with me on January 2nd here on Republic Broadcasting, I had a hard time starting with that show with a few little issues. But then after the show, I got a notice from Avast Antivirus that someone was looking for open ports on my network. And then, as I said, following that, the Zoom meeting for the January 9th show was deleted. Recurring Zoom meeting that goes on for nearly a year. It only allows a year of recurring meetings. So I just set it up less than a year ago, and I hadn't gotten notification into my email. That must have been deleted. And the meeting was not retrievable because it wasn't in the trash bin, as should have been recoverable. And so all these things lead me to think that someone is hacking into my system, despite me changing passwords and doing other things I can. And sorry if things are a little disjointed here, as I'm getting other means of communication going. And so I'm going to go pick up again here with this article from News Punch and the commentary that people are making on it. The article is entitled "Military Rushes Justin Trudeau to, quote, undisclosed location," end quote, as historic uprising sweeps Canada. Information Liberation reports Nova Scotia signed an emergency directive to ban protests in support of the truckers. And Dr. Jordan B. Peterson writes, "Staggering. What is happening to my country? Nova Scotia bans gatherings along highway in support of trucker freedom convoy." And he's quoting at TNC.news, January 28th, just a couple days ago. That's True North News. Article, "Nova Scotia bans gathering along highway in support of trucker freedom convoy," by Harley Sims, January 28th. And from that, it reads, "The provincial government announced the directive Friday afternoon, claiming that, quote, allowing people to gather in those areas would put themselves and others at risk," end quote. Although called a, quote, highway blockade ban, end quote, on the government's press release, and is nominally directed towards, quote, prohibiting protesters from blockading Highway 104 near the Nova Scotia, New Brunswick border, end quote, the ban also covers supporters of trucking convoys. So you can see how panicked they are by their overreaction, and that's a good thing. And Dr. Jordan B. Peterson continues, "This is the actual legislation. Resist this completely and utterly, utterly madness. Note the protest itself has become an emergency justifying the suspension of our rights." And he's quoting, or he's posting, "Direction of the minister under a declared state of emergency, Section 14 of the Emergency Management Act 22-002. And that's the highway blockade ban, effective January 28th. And an excerpt from that are these three sections: prohibits stopping, parking, or operating a vehicle, or putting any item in such a manner as to create or contribute to a partial or complete blockade of the normal flow of vehicle traffic on a road, street, or highway in the province. B, participating in financing, organizing, aiding, encouraging, or supporting an interruption of the normal flow of vehicle traffic at a location on or near Highway 104 in Cumberland County, Nova Scotia, or the Nova Scotia-New Brunswick border. Or C, participating in the stopping or gathering of people along the side of or in an area on or near, subsection I or 1, Quebec-ed Pass portion of Highway 104 and the associated access roads and toll plaza." And continuing this article, "The streets are now packed and the crowds are massive despite freezing temperatures, negative 23 degrees Celsius, which is negative 9 Fahrenheit. And I'm just skipping through some of these comments, skipping down to what I see. We don't have as much time as I would like to play all these clips that we have planned. But, of course, because it's a four-hour conference from Senator Johnson that I'll get to in just a moment. Trying to spot, there's a certain one that I thought was exceptional. But we don't have the time for that. So let's get into here that Senator Johnson conference and get your calls lined up if you'd like to comment on this or anything else related to the COVID craziness, current events, and let us know if you'd like on the chat room over at the listen/archives page at theliberationstation.com, and also on the Facebook live feed, which is at facebook.com/wearechange.tampa. That's facebook.com/wearechange.tampa, where I've been honored to be an organizer since 2007, and the site for that is wearechangetampa.org. And you can also join on the Zoom meeting if you'd like. I'll admit you in the Zoom meeting that's linked up at the top of the homepage at theliberationstation.com, right underneath, right near the top, underneath next shows for the January 30th, 2022 edition. So there's the link right there for Facebook Live and for Zoom. And then if you want to go in the chat room, that's on the listen/archives page, the fourth one down, fourth tab down at the website. And there's also the player there for RBN. So you don't have to leave the page. If you want to stay in the chat room, you can have the player in the chat room right there on the same page. Now this, we're going to get into, call in 512-248-8252. Call in numbers are 512-248-8252 and 800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. Before we get into that clip, we have Dave in New York. What's on your mind, Dave?
Hi, Chris. It seems that sometimes we need to deal with laws regarding certain issues that we run into, and if we can act local and think global, we've heard that line before. Whether that line is trying to get people to do one thing or the other, I think we. So I have a situation where I entered an establishment that I had dealt with in the past, and they have a period to preview items. I entered that establishment, and I then was quite soon approached by someone who said, you've got to have a mask to be in here. And I said, no, I don't. And he said, do you want to talk to somebody's name who's the manager, who's part owner of the facility? I said, no, I don't. I proceeded to walk in to look at these items. And, of course, he walked behind me and then passed me and went up to this manager and said, this guy doesn't want to wear a mask, or said something to that effect. And so the manager said to me that masks are required to be in here. And then I said, there's no such law. And he's there. Well, call the police. And I said, no, I'm not going to call the police. And then he said, we make our own policy. And so, in other words, he's not going by a New York mask mandate. He's not going by anything else. They're just making a policy. And he said, if you want to be in here, you need to wear a mask. So I look at the other guy, his beady eyes are growling at me almost. And they see, and it's a public situation where there's other people there. They're making it a public spectacle there. And so I said, okay. So I just walked out. Subsequently, I sent them a letter, and then they barred me from purchasing there.
Well, maybe you can do curbside, call up and ask if they offer curbside delivery. see if you're still accepted from that.
No.
Right.
Since you have knowledge of laws and things,
you don't want to feed their insecurities by encouraging that kind of behavior, I know, but I've often thought that if you just see if they're hurting enough for business, eventually maybe they'll start to change their mind.
Chris, the issue is, as I mentioned, law. What law could apply here? I mean, there's Americans with Disabilities Act. I will mention Eric Jones with his courtroomwatch.com website. He gave me a couple things to send them and what to write them. And so they were on notice then. You know, I think maybe I'll need to talk to you about this offline, but I think the Americans with Disabilities Act applies here, as my, you know, the masks do affect my condition.
You have the
Ninth Amendment. I'll talk to you after the break with your comments. Do you have any comments or suggestions?
All right, Dave. Yeah, I would guess the Ninth Amendment would be the most forceful thing. Well, we'll be right back with Dave in New York after this break here on Liberation Station Radio Show. Please stay tuned.
You've been messing with my mind. You know you do it all the time.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Everybody's free at school. Better get my pleasure freaking out of the room.
And we're back on Liberation Station with Dave in New York. Were you wanting to ask me to comment, or did you want to continue with your thought on mask?
I think I described things quite well. If I didn't, please let me know. I would like your comments, maybe off the top of your head, and maybe we can speak later.
Oh, well, I always have notes
because you've been
too much off the top of my head. Yeah, I got some notes for you.
That's fine.
Some of mine, and I don't like to have to retype everything when I make posts on social networks. So I take a lot of notes of just my thoughts and use them on the air a lot. So if any of it sounds familiar, it could be because I posted it and actually read it before. But I mentioned the Ninth Amendment. The first thing would be the Ninth Amendment that reads, "The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people." And then, because masks are emergency use authorization devices, just like all the tests for COVID and all the shots for COVID, they're prohibited. Let me see the federal law here is, I'll just read the federal law, U.S. Code, Title 26, Section 360, BBB, all in lowercase, that's B as in boy, 360BBB-3, subparagraph E, subparagraph 1, subparagraph capital A, subparagraph lowercase Roman numeral 2, subparagraph uppercase Roman numeral 3. You can look this up at Cornell. Let me pull this up at Cornell. I'm not sure. Put it in my notes here. They can't be, these EUA devices can't be mandated under federal law. And, let me see if I can find the exact section here. Here we are. Under the appropriate conditions designed to ensure that individuals to whom the product is administered are informed. And then that last
they're not mandating this. They're requiring it. They're requiring it. This is not a mandate. Mm-hmm. This is nothing that is
to do to go and do business.
Is a government mandate? No.
And where is this?
Yeah. This is at a place, New York State. Under the United States, I believe.
Sure.
It is not a private private membership association, a PMA, as Eric Jones mentioned. That if it is not, then they can't just do such things. Make such requirements for entry.
Yeah, wouldn't that be a civil rights violation? I guess that would be they're requiring you in order to do business with them and write a PMA. That's something that I'd like to cover more in the future. But was that Eric Jones on Robert Scott Bell's show? I'm not sure.
He has been a host here. He has been a guest host on Ingrid's show. I can call back in, Chris. Okay.
All right. Okay, then, Dave, I'll finish up after this break and start with the second hour of Liberation Station. So please stay tuned.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filtering filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.